Everybody, Andy here for first time in quite some time doing an audio boo. But this morning I was waiting with bated breath, like lots of other people in the Hastings area, because they announced the shortlist for the towns, the four towns that would be shortlisted for the 2017 City of Culture, something that they hold every 4 years. This year, 2013, it's Derry, Londonderry, Derry, whatever you want to call it, over there in Northern Ireland, and the next one will be 2017. They had a long list. I think it's about 12 people applied for it, or 12 towns, cities, areas that applied for it, and today was the shortlist for the final four, should we say. The winner would be announced later in the year. And Hastings and Bexhill, this area, had applied to be one of those cities of culture, or the city of culture, should I say. But unfortunately, due to the infinite wisdom of the judges for the city of culture, Hastings wasn't one of the four. I can't remember. Dundee was one, I think. Hull was one, Leicester, and I can't remember the other. I'm sure they're all very worthy candidates. I'm not going to sort of knock them, you know, because everybody's put a lot of hard work and effort into it, whoever wins and whoever doesn't win, like Hastings. But I just, from a local perspective, I'm sure everybody who's in any of the other towns and cities that have missed out on the shortlist and ultimately will miss out on the big prize are all thinking, why couldn't it have been us? But, as people have said, Hastings is possibly the most famous town in Hastings, in England, in Britain, and also one of the most famous places in the whole of the world. But we are always, or seem to be, viewed as sort of outcasts. And if people talk about Hastings, they tend to put it down, and it's always, quite often, in such a derogatory manner. And that's one of those things that really gets under the skin and up the noses of people who actually live here and who know what it's like. And I know the council have been involved in this, and I know lots of other personalities, and loads of people have been putting a lot of effort and trying to talk up Hastings. Been a campaign going on like that for a number of years now, and trying to educate people as to what it's like here. There is an element of all these places that are deprived and have got problems. Everywhere's got problems. Yes, I know Hastings has possibly got more than others, and that does attract certain people, some desirable, some maybe not quite so desirable. But places that have got that sort of undercurrent of artistic talent and culture, literally, throughout this town, it's unbelievable. I keep going on about the local music scene, but there's an art scene. There is so much going on. And in some ways, I'm disappointed, I must admit. But as someone else has pointed out, 2016 is the 950th anniversary of that most famous date in British and world history, possibly 1066, the Battle of Hastings. So we can have a big party then. And Hastings, let's be perfectly honest, anybody who knows the town, especially those who live in the town, know that we don't need an excuse to party. There's something going on just about every single month of the year, whether it be Pirate Days, and that's something, you know. We have a Pirate Day, I think it's the 21st of July this year. We hold the record for getting the most amount of pirates in one place at any one time. You know, okay, that might seem like a pretty spurious claim, but that's the sort of place that Hastings is. We can get 13,000 or 14,000 pirates all in one place at any one time. You know, that's the sort of place we are. We can do that because we like dressing up, we like having a party, we don't need an excuse for a party, and we have so many other things going on throughout the Jack in the Green festivals, you know, the bonfire celebrations, and there are loads of them. And it's across all the boundary. They might be music, they might be arts, culture festivals, seafood and wine festivals, music festivals, apart from the Hastings Rocks and the Beatles days and all those sort of things, and beach concerts in aid of the RNLI. There is so much going on. I know other towns have got these things, but I don't think anywhere's got anything quite like Hastings. So I think there's some real missed opportunity for the judges. Obviously they came here and had a look around. Maybe they came here at the wrong time. Maybe they should have come at other times. And we've got the sea and we've got everything else. But maybe this is a good excuse for just think, well, sod it. We're just going to do it anyway. Why do we need official guidance or some sort of official sanction that we're going to be the city of culture? We can just do it ourselves. We are the town of culture every single year, I reckon. And 2016, as I said, coming along, 950th anniversary of the Battle of Hastings. We can make that just something extraordinary. We just carry on doing all the things that we do and maybe just try and talk it up there. But there is another element that I know, I feel sometimes, and I know other people feel as well, is that we do actually like that little outcast. We like to be that pimple on the backside of Britain or something sometimes, because we don't want everybody else to discover our secret and maybe come along and mess it all up and stick their fingers in that pie and stir it up and make it maybe not quite as good as it was. You know what it's like, you know, oh, you should have been here in the old days. Oh, this was so much better then. And there is an element of that. I've lived in the town for 25 years, so I'm still a relative newcomer. But it's a place that I certainly don't intend to move away from. not necessarily win the lottery or something like that. And I will divide my time, I think, because it would be a place to certainly turn myself away from. It wouldn't be very easy. So there you go. Yes, it's a big disappointment. Yeah, we won't be the City of Culture in 2017. But I think that's their loss. You know, well done to whoever ultimately gets the prize, and, you know, best of luck to them, and I'm sure they'll have a great time. But we'll have just as great a time in 2013, 2014, 15, 16 and 2017. And if you want to know, just come down, have a look. Have a look at the calendar. There's always something going on at some time of the year. It's usually crazy, usually involves dressing up, usually involves a little bit of alcohol as well. But it's always good-natured and it's always good fun. You don't know what you're missing. Goodbye.